some spiritual warfare for our nations. Keep playing. But we have to stand on the platform of mercy and walk with God for a while to know that when you go against that force and the enemy, you better be like Jesus when he says, the prince of this world comes to me and he finds nothing. Amen. But I want you to know that you are Nigeria's answer. You are the future of Nigeria. Despite the darkness, God is doing great things with Nigerians. My brother and I, do see we're in Orlando, ministering for my brother William McDowell. And in those meetings in the United States, they flew us from this same Nigeria with fraud, with everything. And we were like a light setting that nation on fire. Get ready, God is about to open doors for you. I know what I'm speaking. The prophecy says that that the time will come that people from the nations of the earth will hold on to a Nigerian because of righteousness, and they will know that God is with us. I want you to know that despite the darkness, God is with you. Tell your neighbor, God is with you. Say, God is with you. And we're going to raise a shout. When you hear the trumpet, I want you to relax and shout and give a shout. For in Joshua 6, when they heard the sound of the blast of the trumpet, walls came down. And we want to announce to principalities and powers, those who will not let Nigeria rest, let them be laid to rest. Let them be laid to rest. Those who think Nigeria is their right, the owner of Nigeria is about to step in. He stepped in 1998. Those who didn't let Nigeria rest were laid to rest. As we lift up a sound today, those who won't let Nigeria rest, may they be led to rest. Are you ready to shout? Give him a shout of praise. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, the Lord is coming up with a shout. When you hear the sound, just breathe it and lift up the shout. We'll be right back. nation. She said in the vision she saw one of the players, one of the you know people in this nation going to a dark place to conjure things. I won't go into details. That's why I said this election is altar versus altar. I say altar versus altar. But the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, let them perish in the earth. The Lord will put them in fear that the nations may know that they are but men. As we praise, let the fire of God catch those altars. Say every altar. Say every evil altar. Speaking against the destiny of Nigeria. Say it.
Good luck.